You're listening to Advocate Radio, and this is the Lake Highlands podcast for Tuesday, September 14th. I'm Carrie Mitchell, one of the editors at Advocate, and with me today are Ellen Rapp, our neighborhood columnist.
Hi, glad to be here.
Carol Toller, our neighborhood blogger.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And our special guest today is Peggy Dillon, the principal of Lake Highlands High School. Thanks so much, Peggy, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Peggy is our special guest today. As many of you know, she is the new principal at Lake Highlands High School. And as Ellen wrote about in her column this month, she is the first female principal at Lake Highlands High School. And I just had to wonder, Peggy, is that a big deal to us or you as well? And how does it change the dynamic at the high school, if anything, like coaching the football coaching staff or whatever?
You know, when I originally spoke with Helen during the interview, she had asked me that very question or one very similar to that. And to be quite honest, when I was first named principal, I was not even aware that I was the first female principal. It is quite an honor, but I don't look at it as, you know, anything different in terms of who I am as a person and who I am as a leader. I worked for many years in education. I've worked with all kinds of people, male and female. I believe when you're a leader that leads by example and you are a leader that is a compassionate leader and you're also, you believe in a team and a collaborative effort, I think you're going to be successful no matter, you know, male or female. So I see it as a great opportunity, and I am honored to be the first female principal, and I do think it's great. So
good. Well, one of the things we've talked about up today is you wonderfully agreed to this podcast that we're doing, and as we've explained to you, this is a very experimental and amateur thing we're doing, but you seemed very excited about a podcast. You seemed very enthusiastic about technology in general, and I was wondering, why is that, and if you could tell us some ways you're incorporating it into classrooms or hope to.
Well, I was excited about it. Number one, I've never done anything quite like this before. And, you know, with our 21st century technology skills and learning that our students need, when she asked me about it, I thought, okay, this is a great example for me to model what we want to see within our classrooms and what we want our kids to start doing. So I felt like this was a great opportunity for me to model some of that technology that I would love to see in our classrooms. I think we have to really look at getting our kids prepared for the 21st century in terms of them utilizing technology to make their lives easier. They use technology every day, so let's make it a part of the classroom. Some of the things that we've been doing already are all of our teachers have slate boards, and I don't know if you're familiar with what those are, and I actually modeled one the other day at a faculty meeting. So I'm really trying to be, like what I said, that leader that leads by example and also models, just like you would in a classroom. Your teacher models, you know, the expectation. I think that's what I have to do as a leader. And so I think bringing in the technology is extremely important, and this is just one way in which I can do that.
What is a slate board?
Well, a slate board is it's a board that's about it's probably about like about a 12-inch board. And what you can do is when you're doing, say, a PowerPoint, you actually have a pen and you tap on the slate board and you can use that as your mouse, or it also has a little symbol up in the top right-hand corner that you can click that way and use your PowerPoint that way. So I can also write on the slate board and it will project onto the screen. So it's multifaceted. And actually, it was funny because after the faculty meeting the other day, about six or seven teachers went up to Buzz Andrews, who is our technology person, and said, okay, what was that Miss Dillon was using? I want one right now. So he was able, we have quite a few that the district purchased for our building, so he was able to go ahead and give some of our teachers, and they're starting to utilize those in their classrooms. So
excellent. You know, the kids are not afraid of technology, and I think sometimes as adults we are, and I agree with you that it's great modeling for them.
Is there any chance that you'll see, I don't know, Facebook or something like that used in classrooms or something akin to that in the next few years or even decades?
Well, I think that's something that we've discussed as a district because, you know, you're always, kids use that. I mean, social networking for kids, it's you know, second nature to them. And I think that it could be used. I think we just have to be careful with the appropriateness of it and the parameters within how we use it. But I do think, you know, we can use it for educational purposes. I just think we have to look at the best way in which to utilize that, because kids, I think, would respond to that in such a positive way. And anytime we can get kids engaged in what's going on in the classroom, they're going to be more successful and we're going to be more successful. And bottom line, that's what we want, is for our kids to be successful when they leave Lake Highlands High School.
Absolutely.
Our neighborhood is changing. Young families are moving in. Older apartments are being torn down. Are you seeing any of these changes reflected in enrollment? And if so, does that change things for the high school?
I do think, you know, we have seen changes. If you just look at the demographics for Lake Highlands over the past couple of years, obviously there have been changes. Our enrollment is up slightly, not to a cause of alarm, but it is up slightly, and I think we just have to continue to be on the cutting edge of embracing our demographics. What can we do within our building to meet the needs of all of our kids? And as you know, we have kids that come, you know, from all walks of life, all socioeconomic backgrounds. And so I think it's our job as educators to continue to look at, how do we motivate kids? How do we get kids engaged? You know, technology is one of those things. Bringing in different strategies that kids really respond to. And knowing your kids, we have to connect with our kids and know our kids in order to help our kids be successful. So is it changing? Yes. Does it change what we do? Absolutely, and it's important for us to be aware of diversity and understand diversity and then approach what we do in the classroom from that perspective.
You know, you were talking about knowing the kids. I think tracking down and bringing back dropout risk kids has been a big part of things lately, as the dropout rate was included in the recognized status.
Absolutely.
And I think it does help that the teachers and the staff here know the kids so well. Have y'all worked on strategies to bring the kids back or keep them from leaving?
We do, and you know, we basically have a team. Michelle King, our senior principal, basically heads up the team that actually works on locating those kids and trying to find those kids. And then, of course, our staff is a huge help, because some of your staff will have information that maybe, you know, we don't have. So we look to them. And then as far as strategies, you know, what we want to do is bring those kids in and try to have conversations with them and find out what is it that's keeping you from coming back? What, you know, how can we work together? Bring in the parents, talking about what can we all do as a team to make that kid want to be here, get that kid connected to Lake Highlands High School, and then what can we do as teachers to try to keep him or her in our building? And really just getting to know kids, making those connections. I mean, as simple as a teacher that stands at her door every day and greets kids coming in and saying, you know what, Carol, I'm so glad you're here today. I'm happy to see you at school today. Playing music in your classroom as kids come in, just to kind of mellow out a little bit. You know, sometimes they're a little rowdy, but, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do that are simple strategies, just to, you know, find out who the kid in your class is that's kind of that class clown, and talk to that kid about, you know, maybe every other day you're going to let him start the day off with an appropriate joke or something. But get kids involved so that they want to be here and want to come to Lake Highlands High School.
And, you know, the benefits of that are not just to the kid, but they're to the school at large and really to the entire community. Because, you know, here in Lake Highlands, I think we all agree that our property values are tied to the success of the school.
Absolutely.
And so you're talking about 1, 2, 3 kids can change the school and the outlying neighborhood. It's a big deal.
It's a very big deal. And I think one of the things that I think is so unique about this community is those that come back to live in the community, that come back, send their kids through, you know, Lake Highlands, and they want to come back. And if we can get kids to see the importance of that and how important it is to give back to your community and to see what your community is doing for you, I think that is a step in the right direction. And I think you're absolutely right, Carol. It not only helps kids and teachers, it has far-reaching effects in terms of the school, the community, our district. It's huge. And so it's something that we have to constantly work on and strive to make better.
Is there anything we didn't ask you about that you think neighbors should know, either about you or the high school?
I think this is a great school. I think people already know that. I think people need to know that there are really good things happening within the walls of Lake Highlands High School. And, you know, I just offer up the invitation for people to, you know, get involved, come to a play, come to a football game, come see our kids perform, see what our kids are doing. You know, sometimes I think people judge by appearance, and I think sometimes when you judge by appearance, you oftentimes are making, you know, the wrong judgment. So don't always let, you know, appearance or looks really determine for you what's happening, because we really do have some great things going on here at Lake Highlands High School. And I'm just really honored to be the principal at this school. I mean, I've said that so many times, but every time I say it, it really is heartfelt. And I feel just so honored to have been named principal. And I know it's a huge challenge and it's a big job, but I'm 110% committed. And I want to just continue to make Lake Highlands, you know, an even better place than it already is. And I would also like to invite teachers and parents out tomorrow night to meet the teacher night, to come and meet our amazing staff here at Lake Highlands High School and find out what's going on. Come meet those teachers, hear what they're doing in their classroom, so that you have an opportunity to, you know, really get to know them and see what's taking place
so
here every day.
So that's Tuesday night?
Uh-huh. 7 o'clock.
Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Absolutely.
We'll put a mention of that on the blog post as well.
Thank you.
If you're okay with it, we're going to do kind of a lightning round with you two, ask some fun questions.
Okay.
Not that those weren't fun, but more. So when you have a school holiday, what's your favorite way to spend your time away from school?
Well, I have a couple of things that I like to do. One, I love to try new restaurants. So that's, I'm not a big eater, but I do like to go to new restaurants and just, you know, check out what they have and the ambiance. But I also, my mom lives in Laguna Beach in California, so I spend a lot of time there when I have time, Thanksgiving, sometimes at Christmas. But I have a big family, which is mainly here in Dallas, so I also spend a lot of time with my family as well.
Very fun. Do you have an iPod or some sort of MP3 player?
Yes, I do.
What's playing on it?
Alicia Keys would be playing on it. I also like country, so I have some George Strait on there as well. So I have, you know,
taste.
Right, that I like. So kind of depending on my mood and if I'm going to run, if I'm going on a long run or if I'm going on a short run, will kind of determine, you know, what I need to listen to get me motivated.
There you go. So you're a runner.
I am a runner, yes.
Marathon in the future?
I've run two.
Really?
I would love to run another one. Don't know if time will allow that within the next year, but I would love to run another one at some point. I've run in the New York Marathon and then in the White Rock Marathon.
Very cool.
So,
wow.
If you could add a course to the Lake Highlands High School curriculum, what would it be?
I think I would add something about a course where kids could really know what it's like to eventually be on their own in terms of finances, what I have to do to, I want an apartment, what exactly does that consist of, and try to make it where it's really almost as real as possible. Now this would be, you know, big world, big dream, but where kids could really get a taste of what it's truly like to be on your own, the responsibilities, insurance, you know, car payments, all of those kinds of things, so that they could really understand it's not easy, but it's definitely doable. And if you have the proper skills, and if you do what you need to do through high school and then even perhaps through college, that you can do it and you will survive. But it does, you know, you need to be aware of what that's really all about.
Mm-hmm. They might also appreciate having parents around to feed and clothe and house them. And,
exactly.
Because it's awfully easy.
And understand, you know, that money doesn't grow on trees. And, you know, my niece used to make the joke about, well, Mom, you have a checkbook in your checkbook. Why can't you just, you know, but that's, as we know, not really where it comes from. So I think just making it a little bit more real for them to understand it doesn't just grow on trees, but you can have it, and it is doable.
Would it be somewhat like a newfangled home economics kind of course? Or
maybe something like that.
I didn't do home ec in high
Yeah,
school.
And you know, I
wish I had.
I did it in eighth grade, and that shirt I made was not very good. So that's not my area of expertise, yeah, in the cooking. But yeah, maybe something along those lines.
Yeah, what it's like in the real world.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, kind of going to that, what was your own favorite class in high school, and in what area did you struggle?
My favorite would have to be history. Mm-hmm. Love history. And I also loved English as well. Not real big on the math. Probably where I struggled the most. So, you know, you learn what your strengths and weaknesses are. And I think history is about stories, and it's about experiences, and I think that's just something that I just always really loved. Always had great history teachers that could just, you know, make it come alive, and I think that's what inspired me to be a history teacher. And when I taught at Lake Highlands Junior High, I taught eighth grade history and was probably the best 6 years. I loved being a history teacher at Lake Highlands Junior High. It was just a great experience. It was fun. Getting kids really into it, to think for themselves, and I just really enjoyed it. So that was my all-time favorite subject in high school.
If someone gave $1 million to Lake Highlands High School, how would you spend it?
Oh, my goodness.
Probably not in 2 minutes, I realize, but...
You know, I think a lot of that I would look towards technology and really see those needs in terms of, you know, if we could do some technology for our kids, maybe get our kids computers so that they could have access to laptops and have textbooks on their laptops, I think that would just be really cool, and I think our kids would really respond to that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really kind of the wave of the future. Mm-hmm. So if I had $1 million and could actually start something like that at Lake Highlands High School, I think that would just be amazing to be able to do something like that.
Textbooks and laptops, and
right.
that would free up a lot of locker space.
Yes,
backpacks.
An iPad for everyone.
Yeah,
so they could just scroll through.
Absolutely.
I think the chiropractors might go out of business though. I think our kids are so hunched over.
Yeah, right. But I think that would be something like that would be amazing, and I think we would touch some kids that maybe, you know, we have a difficult time, you know, touching right now in terms of getting them to be a little bit more engaged and more interested. And I think something like that would really lend itself.
Great. Well, and speaking of, we'll do a little plug here for Wild for Cats, which is actually the academic booster for the high school, and Bill Kuffer, who I believe is the president or director or some sort mm-hmm. of title like that that's important this year, is going to come to us in the future and do a podcast with us. But thanks so much again, Peggy, for having us here
Thank
today.
You.
And we're out at the high school, actually, if I didn't mention that already. And we're actually going to move on now to our shameless plugs, some from neighborhood students, actually.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Sarah Blutner, and I'm the captain of the Highlandettes.
Hi, I'm Megan Jody. I'm the first lieutenant of the Highlandettes.
Help support the Highlandettes by participating in our monthly gift card fundraisers. We sell gift cards to Tom Thumb and Kroger in $50 increments. We also just added $25 Picasso's gift cards.
The Highlandettes will be performing this Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Freshman Center Community Pep Rally, and many times during the homecoming week, including performances by both the team and the officers at Varsity Review.
Hi, I'm Callie Koff.
Hi, I'm Lauren Villanueva.
Hi, I'm Alexandra Bergen.
And we are the captains of the Varsity Cheerleaders. Help support the Cheerleaders by buying Red Out t-shirts. The Red Out football game is October 15th against Berkner.
The Red Out t-shirts are only $10, and the money is helping us fundraise for our competition this year.
Also, we have a cheerleading clinic on October 30th. That's a Saturday for little girls to come out and do cheers and a dance to help support us to also go to competition.
Hi, I'm Braden Fair, and I'm representing the best football team in all the land. They're like Highlands Wildcats. This Tuesday is the last time you will be able to buy the Wildcat cards in the convenience of your home. This Tuesday, the 14th, the Lake Highlands Wildcat football team will be hitting the streets to sell the 2010-2011 Wildcat merchant discount cards in your community. This is the only fundraiser for the year that supports the Lake Highlands football program. You will clearly be able to recognize the boys because we will be wearing LH football jerseys. Please support the football program by purchasing one or more Wildcat cards for only $10. They make great gifts for students, teachers, friends, and family. We have 13 merchants participating in this year, and the discounts offered will clearly return your money in 1 to 2 purchases. Expectations for the varsity team is very high this year, and you can be a part of it by showing your support and purchasing a card. And please come out and see a game in the Boneyard, as the team is determined to make history this year. The following are the 13 merchants that have generously committed to support the community and the football program by offering discounts through your purchases: Backcountry Barbecue, Best Buy, Brothers Pizza, Burger Spot, Fast Frame, JC's Car Wash, LA Fitness, Offshore Next Door, Picasso's Pizza, Smoothie Factory, Sonic Drive-In, White Rock Coffee, and Wildcat Automotive. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Holly Adams, one of this year's 6 Wildcat Wrangler captains. We have several upcoming performances this month, including tomorrow night at the Freshman Center Community Pep Rally. We will also perform at this year's kickoff to the State Fair Parade in downtown Dallas on Friday the 24th, and at the Juvenile Diabetes Walk at Victory Plaza on the 25th. Looking ahead to October, we will have a kids' dance clinic, our first ever Wrangler Roundup, on October 9th. These kindergarten through 6th grade kids will get to perform at our Home Again in 2010 Granger Smith Concert on Sunday, October 17th. The outdoor concert promises to be a fun-filled evening for all. Please plan on attending, as our Wrangler fundraisers this year will help send all 46 Wranglers to Europe for performances in London and Paris. You can purchase concert tickets online, the LHHS PTA website, or contact any Wrangler. We greatly appreciate our LH community's continued support. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Emily Hillman, one of the 2 senior varsity volleyball captains this year. We just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that this Friday we have a home game against Sunset, and it's also Pink Out Night and Junior High Night. So bring your junior high siblings and wear pink in support of cancer research. Pink Out shirts will be available for $10. Thank you for your continued support of Lake Highlands Volleyball.
Thanks for listening to the Lake Highlands Podcast. This has been an edition of Advocate Radio. We'll see you next week.